So my name is Bartek Dzikazny. I'm from Poznań Supercomputing and Networking Center, which is a Polish program located in Poznań. And I would like to tell you a little bit about my task in Jean, in phase two of Jean 4, on Jean 4. And I would like to give you a quick overview general work plan for task 5, which is actually a real-time communication services infrastructure support. And its intention is to make a technical support for those communications services that Peter already mentioned. Because in general, task 5 is responsible for developing the infrastructure, the WebRTC, the technical infrastructure, in order to enable and interconnect WebRTC services and link them to the traditional legacy services, if this will be needed. Because as we saw yesterday, this will be a long discussion, whether such an integration is needed. So, as Peter already mentioned, Task 5 and Task 4 will collaborate very closely. We as Task 5 will support Task 4 in order to create a technical infrastructure based on mainly provided market analysis by Task 4 and user requirements analysis. And actually what we will do is the development and integration of services that will require of course some process of adjustment. Our team consists of strictly technical persons, WebRTC experts, WCVC experts, monitoring experts, and of course developers and integrators and so on. So this task seems to be very, very technical, just to support technical issues of WebRTC. Actually, there are 8 NRNs directly involved in the task. So we have Cornel, we have from Croatia, we have Jeff, from Germany, we have from Italy, Gar, we have from Hungary, Limpi, Nordnet here, Norway, the Union, PSNC from Poland, Polish NRN. Red EVC took up from Spain and French another. And we are going to cooperate also with Red Clara, which is Latin America Advanced Network Cooperation. Actually, you can see the set of countries in Argentina, Brazil, Colombia, Costa Rica, Chile, Ecuador, Salvador, Guatemala, Mexico, Uruguay, and Venezuela. And we are planning to collaborate with Red Clara, in particular in scope of territory sharing, proof of concept, and pilot. So this is the set of organizations that are included, that are part of Task 5. And I would like just to show you the team. We have 10 regular users with 29 man months per full project year. And we have also two additional volunteers from PSNC. They will be working on a voluntary basis since they used to be involved in such a project and are extremely interested in cooperation. So 10 regular participants and two volunteers. The key objectives, as I already mentioned, are to provide technical aspects of WebRTC and multimedia services in general, in order to interconnect these services on pan-European level, as well as link these services to legacy video conferencing. Again, this will be agreed and needed. We'll also try to follow up or create recommendations from Jan task, so SA81 WebRTC roadmap report, regarding these recommendations, we can see initially here two different approaches, two different possibilities that could potentially be considered. The first is to provide a complete solution for research and end user. And the second is to provide the building blocks for end user to allow them to create own services. So these bullets are taken directly from the roadmap report. And in the first approach, so providing a complete solution for the end user, we potentially should provide DC services to users through Cloud Catalog, check data channel solutions and provide to user appropriate services, and establish own core servers for users, as for example, Storm servers. So this would be one of identified ways of collaboration, so providing a complete and ready solution for end user. And the second is to provide some kind of functional blocks for integration by users themselves in order to get what they actually need. So here we can think about providing media API for that contextual communication, which would make the process of creation much more easy for end user. And we can also think here about providing needed gateways as WebRTC to C or H3 to 3. And we can also try to address unified communication solutions, as for example, Cisco or Microsoft. This could be also very interesting idea to try to address these commercial solutions. We've got also other potential scopes of for implementations that are not directly related to recommendation by Jan's tasks, and this could potentially include the integration of directories, as I mentioned already. This could also include personal WebRTC rooms in the directory, monitoring of WebRTC core infrastructure. That is something that could potentially give a good service to end user. We could also provide some testing engines for personal rooms or for browsers and for gateways as well. And of course, we are still open. We will carefully listen to ideas from our SSID because these services will be addressed to them. Potential functional areas of target service could be fixed as depicted on the picture. This could be divided into three models: testing, one directory, and monitoring. And actually, this is from our previous experience and technical background. So this is the initial idea how to switch divide the whole service into different models. So thank you. This was just a general idea for the task and a very quick overview. And details will be, of course, agreed soon in cooperation with us. Thank you. Yeah.
Many thanks. There is a question regarding the future presentation.